From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the Pope notes a tragedy.
Anche nei giorni scorsi,
Pope Francis on Sunday decried the deaths of 71 migrants in an abandoned truck in Austria, calling it an offense against the entire human family. Meanwhile, Hungary said it has arrested a fifth suspect, a Bulgarian, on suspicion of human trafficking, in connection with the deaths of 71 migrants. U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice has met in Islamabad with Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif and other officials for discussions on terrorism and other issues. U.S. State Department officials said the meeting would include discussions on attacks emanating from Pakistani territory, as well as other issues. Egypt said Sunday it will conduct two-stage parliamentary elections in October and November, the first since then-military chief Abdel Fattah el-Sisi overthrew Islamist President Mohamed Morsi 2 years ago. Australian Al Jazeera journalist Peter Gresta said Sunday the sentences handed down against him and two colleagues on Saturday were politically motivated. He said Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi should pardon the three journalists.
It is now up to President Sisi to do what he said he would do from the outset, and that is pardon us if we were ever convicted. This is a wrong. Everyone knows it is wrong. And so we will be using every legal, political, diplomatic, and social means at our disposal.
An Egyptian court found all three guilty of supporting the banned Muslim Brotherhood. It sentenced them to 3 years in prison. This is VOA News. Another U.S. Senator, Democrat Jeff Merkley from the western state of Oregon, declared his support Sunday for the Iranian nuclear accord. Merkley became the 31st senator to say he will vote next month in favor of the pact. The pact calls for international monitoring of Iran's nuclear program, while United Nations and Western sanctions that have hobbled Iran's economy would be lifted. A new political survey shows support waning in the key state of Iowa for Democratic presidential contender Hillary Clinton. In the latest survey of likely participants in next year's nominating caucuses, the Des Moines Register newspaper and Bloomberg Politics shows Hillary Clinton with a support of 37% and socialist Bernie Sanders with 30%. 14% favored Vice President Joe Biden, who is weighing a late entry into the race. A military spokesman says Nigeria's military has uncovered a major Boko Haram bomb-making factory and has arrested two leading members of the militant group. He said the operation resulted in the seizure of a vehicle and bomb materials, including gas cylinders and fertilizer. Tens of thousands of Japanese gathered near Parliament in Tokyo Sunday to protest legislation that would authorize the military to fight abroad for the first time since World War II. In one of the largest protests in Japan in recent years, crowds chanted "No war" and "Abe quit" as a number of police tried to maintain order. Italian energy company Eni has announced the discovery of what it says is the largest ever offshore natural gas field in the Mediterranean inside Egypt's territorial waters. In a statement Sunday, Eni said the 100-square-kilometer field holds a potential 850 billion cubic meters of gas in the deep waters of Egypt. Thai authorities are facing criticism after warning the media and the public not to disseminate the photograph of a suicide vest aired nationally the day before. A broadcast announcing the arrest of a 28-year-old foreign man suspected of involvement in the recent Bangkok shrine bombing briefly showed a picture of a vest with bulging pockets connected by wires. The Thai National Police later declared the vest photo had nothing to do with the bombing. They warned anyone republishing the photo online could face charges under the Computer Crime Act. Officials in Afghanistan say National Security Forces Sunday reestablished government control over a key district in the southern province of Helmand, that coming after days of fighting with Taliban insurgents. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.